Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, wasn't that a song from the Beatles? Was it Money Can't Buy Me Love? Was that from?
It seems like a little bit different take on that, yeah.
Right, yeah. All right, it is Tuesday morning. It's 24, and boy, we've got some really warm temperatures this final week of January.
Huh, that's better than what the negative was. Yeah. I'll take this.
Now,
get back out and walk again.
Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, so hold on to your hat. But
yeah.
43 today, back to 34 tomorrow, 47 on Thursday. La Crosse is going to get to 51 on Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really picking up there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything particular on your mind this morning? You basically deal with whatever's on my mind 99% of the time. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I don't know a whole lot. I mean, I'm still kind of navigating my stepdad. He's in rehab now. Found out last night that my aunt, my closest aunt, fell and at home and was on the floor for a few hours by herself. And then Alex slipped down the stairs last night. He just fine, but you know, I'm like, people are just falling all over the place now.
Yeah, right.
So got to be careful out there.
There we go. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, thinking of our friend Larry Crabb. It's coming up at the end of February. It'll be 4 years since he passed. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot.
I know.
No.
And
it's amazing.
I was with our friend Rob Gillette on Sunday, and even near the end of our time together, I was talking about, you know, I don't know how it is for other people, but I mean, to have Jesus in common in the spirit, but to have kind of other beliefs that you really agree on and believe in. And there was something. Larry loved C.S. Lewis a lot.
Yes, that's true.
And this is a quote I'm looking at from C.S. Lewis right now that I think was among those that I think Larry cited the most often. And that is, Lewis said in a letter to Dom Beattie Griffiths in 1951, Lewis wrote, "Put first things first and we get second things thrown in. Put second things first and we lose both first and second things. We never get, say, even the sensual pleasure of food at its best when we are being greedy." Usually they leave that last sentence out. But
right. The
point is, Larry just pointed us to that relationship with God over and over and over, and loved that quote from C.S. Lewis, didn't he?
For sure. I heard that one more, I mean, so often from him.
Right.
And I mean, it was in many of his books. I heard him say it personally. And you know, I think it's a good thing to be thinking about, right? I mean, this so often that we can look around and see how others or ourselves are putting those second things first, and then we kind of lose the main point when that's happening.
Yeah, and I think just for him to have been a voice that was so and a friend that was so meaningful in both of our lives, we both got to write endorsements. You did it on multiple books. I did it on A Different Kind of Happiness.
Yep.
To Agree should have been called A Battle for a Better Love. But anyhow, the point is that I kind of missed that, because as I scan the Christian culture through radio and TV, the internet, like, I don't hear anybody even saying that.
No. I think it's, in many regards, we've lost the point, and you know, in many different ways, I think. And sometimes it feels like it's hard to find our way back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you had said, A Battle for a Better Love, which is the. I think that's a good thing that we're shooting for, is what does it look like to move to that place?
Right. And it's start, you know, and God is love.
Right.
And 1 John 4:8-16. And then, you know, we love because he first loved us. So that battle for a better love, that love, that relationship in the Trinity that made us and invites us in. And then you go and you find image bearers, those who bear the image of the divine, and say, whoever you are, from the homeless to the king, we want to love you. We're called to love you.
Absolutely, yeah. And to recognize everyone bears the image of God. And we lose sight of that, I think.
But I bring this up because because I think to such a large extent, it's the both. And just closing with this, we'll leave the scripture today because we're having a very scriptural conversation. But the idea of, you know, Larry would so often say, along with this, it's not about the blessing, it's about the blesser. It's not about the hand of God, Larry wanted the face of God.
Yeah.
And you don't get the biggest blessing is knowing God, right?
Right, for sure. And, you know, I think that's our lifelong goal, is to press into that. What? How do we know that? And I think in large part we do that by how well we love others.
So. Amen. That tells how we know it. Thank you, friend. Appreciate
it.
All right. Good to have a conversation like that here early in the morning. Hopefully inspiring for you and yours on WWIB. We call it a consecrated devotion. It's two brothers from another mother having a conversation and spiritual related here on WWIB.
Well, something that children have been doing for a long time could be questioned at times. Is it safe? Is it okay to eat snow? Well, now research gives us an answer.
Boy, they do research on everything. Ann Nolan, a professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, says...
Everyone should eat snow because it's really fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Professor.
And Nolan, who studies snow and ice in the climate system, says most snow is just as clean as any drinking water.
To make their way from a cloud to the ground, cold water molecules have to cling to particles of dust or pollen to form the ice crystals that then grow into snowflakes in a process called deposition.
I thought that's something you did in court.
That's what I thought.
These, Nolan points out, are the same tiny particles we normally breathe.
Plus, as snowflakes fall, they have a harder time picking up soot and other air pollutants than raindrops, which are better at picking up these particulates.
Yeah, once the snow is on the ground, it stays clean until other things land on top of it.
So if you're planning to eat snow, eat fresh snow. That's,
not yellow
snow. That's the findings.
Yeah, yes. That was the thing.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, our Tuesday morning tradition. 715-723-2555, the number to dial. You probably know the drill. We've got a question for you. We've got a prize, in fact, two prizes for you if you get this correct. We not only have a new album from Rend Collective, the Whosoever Project. Of course, the Whosoever Tour came to our area. It was fantastic. So we have that CD for you. And we have a free medium concrete mixer, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. So how about a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins and a Rend Collective CD?
I would love to win both. That sounds great. Pretty great prizes.
So in order to win, you have to call in 715-723-2555, and then you have to answer correctly before anybody else. Here's our Tuesday trivia query. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. Every 3 minutes, what happens? 715-723-2555. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth, on our fair planet. Every 3 minutes, what happens? 715-723-2555.
We've got some people who think they know or at least like to try to win those prizes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Adam from Eau Claire. I'm going to guess an earthquake.
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Is it an earthquake,
Every
Adam?
Every 3 minutes on the planet. That's not what we're looking for.
No, we're looking for 715-723-2555. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy. Good to talk to you.
Is a baby born?
A baby born every 3 minutes. That seems very plausible.
It could be more than that. Is that it? Although, you know, the birth rate's down. It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you. This happens every 3 minutes. What? What is it?
723-2555. You never know if we'll get a winner right away on Tuesday. It doesn't happen a lot. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jack from Conrad.
Hey, Jack. What do you think, buddy?
A baby born?
A baby born that was actually guessed just before you. Do you want to guess something else?
I don't know.
No problem. You call us back.
Yeah, you can call us back. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from for Tuesday Trivia?
This is Virgil calling from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil.
What do you think?
I think it's lightning strikes.
Lightning strikes. Every 3 minutes.
On planet Earth.
Lightning strikes.
Sorry, Virgil.
Now what we're looking for, call us back. Good guesses.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I'm going to guess a meteor or whatever hits the Earth.
A meteor hits the Earth every 3 minutes. And before we tell you whether you're right or wrong, aren't you giving your testimony tonight in Marshfield?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm hoping to have some people there. Yeah, I'm going to be doing, I got a really good takeaway out of this. It's just hopefully be a blessing and hopefully some people that are struggling with addiction or... Yeah. And or just some non-believers can come and hear the truth of what Christ can do.
Now, this is like a guys group and what, Pizza Ranch? What time?
Yep, it's Pizza Ranch. We're eating at 5. I'll be speaking at 6 in Marshfield, Wisconsin at the Pizza Ranch.
Very good. All right.
There you go.
What was your guess
again? They actually opened up a whole new section just because I'm speaking.
Wow.
So hopefully it fills.
All right. That's awesome.
So, give us your guess again before I tell you if you're right or wrong.
Yeah, like a meteor, an asteroid strike.
Yeah. That's not it. Sorry.
But make sure you go out to Pizza Ranch in Marshfield tonight again. Eat at 5. Hear Paul's incredible testimony, what God has done in his life at 6. So thanks for calling in, Paul. Good that we could be able to give that a plug here.
We got 3 more guesses we can sneak in here before 8. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kennan.
Hi, hey, Piper.
Is it that someone sneezes?
Sneezes.
Every three minutes someone sneezes
on planet Earth. Could that be it? Sorry, Piper.
It's probably going to make me sneeze now, too. The sympathetic sneeze. This happens every 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes on Earth, what happens? Down to 2 more guesses here.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chrissy. I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
Okay.
What do you think?
Is it someone dies?
Someone dies.
Every three minutes, someone passes away. Is that it?
On a planet of more than 8 billion people, that's not it.
Thank you for the guess. Down to 1 more guess before this goes beyond 8:15.
We're open to 1 more guess, but going once, going twice, it's not coming. So we'll do that again after 8:15 here.
This happens every 3 minutes on Earth, every 3 minutes on the planet. What happens? Trying to give away a free concrete mixer and some free music.
Well, we had both had the good fortune of having a delicious sandwich yesterday.
Yeah, Eau Claire Cheese and Deli. You'll be hearing them soon. A new advertiser here in WWIB. They wanted to bless us. And so Kristen from our sales staff brought back some delicious sandwiches yesterday from Eau Claire Cheese and Deli, and they have hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, delicious ice cream and coffee. And so what we had yesterday was one of their cold sandwiches, the Dieter's Delight, and it was just scrumptious. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you could just feel I was thinking the tender love and care that went into the making of this, and it was a big sandwich, bigger than probably most folks are going to make at home, right? I mean, can we talk about the ingredients on this?
Yeah, so fresh smoked turkey breast with
Monterey Jack cheese.
Served on whole wheat bread.
With lettuce.
Tomato.
Onion.
Sprouts.
Cucumbers.
And mayo. And again, that all just collided together in a beautiful kaleidoscope of flavor. I didn't know that I would like the sprouts as much as I did. But again, kind of like those microgreens and stuff on there. Feels healthier, tastes healthier, and again, just some good texture in there to that sandwich. And the bread was fantastic.
Caleb, it was so filling. It was my lunch and my supper.
And again, this is a big time sandwich. I mean, this is, I don't know, what was it? 4 to 5 inches tall, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big sandwich cut in half. So again, it works well if you want to save some for supper like you did. It's try number 2 for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to dial 715-723-2555. The question in a moment, the prize, how about the album Whosoever from Rend Collective, a great CD, plus a sweet treat from Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. We have a free medium concrete mixer for you with 2 mix-ins. So a free medium concrete mixer in the Rend Collective album Whosoever is yours if you can solve this question. Here it is. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. Every 3 minutes, what happens? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Call in live here to the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday Trivia.
I think we got Paul and Willard. Let's see if I'm right. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Paul.
You know, I was really thinking about this one, and I was going to guess a new iPhone is introduced, but I think that's a lot earlier. I'm going to say, with the help of Google, I cheated, a lightning strike.
Mm, okay. See, that's actually been guessed.
Yeah.
And that was wrong.
Somebody else may have checked Google before you.
How about, I don't know, the Earth's hit by a solar flare.
Solar flare.
All right, before you said meteor hits the Earth, is the Earth hit by a solar flare every 3 minutes?
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Paul. Guys. And again, 5 o'clock tonight in Marshfield. Paul will be giving his testimony at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, eating at Pizza Ranch in Marshfield. So again, our friend Paul, powerful testimony about what God has done in his life. So bring a friend, go enjoy a great Pizza Ranch meal, and hear that testimony.
And again, whenever Pizza Ranch mentioned, enjoy the pizza. They got the dessert pizza, but you got to try their chicken. It is
great
so
chicken.
Good. Oh, you're making me hungry. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrath again.
Hey, Jack.
Good to hear from you, Jack.
I think it's an airplane takes off.
An airplane takes off.
It's a great guess.
Great guess, Jack. Every 3 minutes on Earth does an airplane take off.
Sorry, Jack.
Great guess, though. Good to hear from Conrad.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Kennan.
Hi, Rebecca. We're big in Kennan today. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sneeze.
Sneeze.
Someone sneezes every 3 minutes.
That was not guessed earlier? I thought it was.
It was guessed. Yeah, that was guessed. It was guessed. Rebecca, would you like a bonus guess?
Cough.
Someone coughs.
Someone coughs every 3 minutes. It's not it.
My family, in the past weekish, has added to that tally a lot.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that, Caleb.
We're on the upswing, I think, so praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, listen, we're without callers right now, so if you want to guess, now is the time, real quick, 723-2555. What's the question again?
This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. Every 3 minutes, what happens? Here's some incorrect guesses. It's not an earthquake. It's not a baby's born. It's not lightning strikes. It's not a meteor hits the Earth. It's not someone sneezes. Not someone dies. Not the Earth is hit by a solar flare. Not an airplane taking off. Not someone coughing. What happens every 3 minutes on Earth? This happens every 3 minutes.
All right, we're going to take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrath again.
Fire away.
Somebody stops at a stop sign.
Okay.
Stops at a stop sign every 3 minutes. Got it.
Don't roll through those things.
No, don't. Yeah, rolling stop. You won't pass your driver's test. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air for Tuesday Trivia. We hope.
All right. We're not going to count that one.
All right.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katrina from Cameron.
Good to hear from you.
I'm going to go with the airplane theme. How about a helicopter takeoff?
A helicopter. That's a fantastic way to think outside the box. Sure. Unfortunately, that's not it.
But good to hear from Cameron. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. Every 3 minutes, what happens? Do we have one last guest
here? Yeah, do we have one last guest? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? That was the trouble.
Desmond. From Altoona.
Desmond. Hey, Desmond. What do you think, friend?
You're the last one. Our last hope before 8:30. Can you sink this putt?
Maybe, like, there are plans for a factory or something being built.
Plans for a factory every 3 minutes on planet Earth. Boy, now we're thinking outside the box.
Yeah, thinking all the construction, the way that things just explode all over, especially in metropolis, bigger cities and such.
Could that be it? Sorry.
But good guess.
Thank you,
thought out there, Desmond.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Keep thinking about it.
We'll do it again after 8:45 on WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia Try Number 3 here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Caleb and Halvo testing your knowledge and hopefully giving someone some prizes. We have the Whosoever CD from Ren Collective, a great new Ren Collective album, plus a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. But you have to call in 715-723-2555, and you have to get this correct, and no one has yet. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. Every 3 minutes, what happens? This happens every 3 minutes on the planet. What happens every 3 minutes? 715-723-2555, 723-2555, for a free medium concrete mixer and a new album from Ren Collective.
At this moment, listeners around Western Wisconsin have said, I don't know, you've stumped me.
Here are some of the incorrect answers. It's not every 3 minutes an earthquake, a baby born, lightning strikes, meteor hits the Earth, someone sneezes, someone dies, the Earth is hit by a solar flare, an airplane takes off, someone coughs, someone stops at a stop sign, a helicopter takes off, or plans are made for a factory being built. Not what we're looking for. Every 3 minutes on the planet, this happens. What is it?
All right, to the phones we go. My guess is this is Tammy and Wassa. Am I right?
No, Steve from Black River.
I'm sorry, I got my wires crossed. All right, Steve, go ahead.
I'm going to say a geyser goes off. Like Old Faithful.
That's a great guess.
Every 3 minutes, a geyser goes. Sure, okay.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Great guess, though. Thank you, Steve from Black River.
Yeah, he had to maybe think he had it right. He'll sum up the word, whatever. It didn't come up Steve in Black River, so my apologies. We've got caller ID, but you don't always know which caller it is, you know, so... But we're not getting any calls in the moment. 723-2555. We've given you the wrong guesses. That was a good thought. And I think people scratching their head going, what could it be? I can't wait for 745 Wednesday when you guys finally give a clue.
This happens every 3 minutes on Earth. On Earth, this happens every 3 minutes. What is it? 715-723-2555. 723-2555. If you have a guess for Tuesday trivia, barring that, we move on to Win It Wednesday. We have the same prizes and eventually we start giving out clues, but maybe we'll see Tuesday Trivia solved on a Tuesday for the first time in a long time.
Maybe. Let's see. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Amy from Tony, Wisconsin.
Hi, Amy from Tony.
What do you think?
So every 3 minutes, does the Earth rotate around the sun?
Every 3 minutes, does the Earth rotate around the sun? Well, not what we're looking for today. But thank you for the call from Jim Leonard's hometown, and call us back, Amy.
There we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River again.
All right.
I'm going to say baby is born.
Baby
that
is
was
born.
Guessed yeah. very early on, so you can have a bonus guess if you want, Steve.
Bugger. I'm drawing a blank. Sorry, guys. All right.
No Thanks. Problem.
We got three more we can take at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
All right, Dale.
Somebody yawns.
Somebody yawns?
Somebody yawns.
Yeah. All
right. See, when someone guesses someone sneezes, I'm like, are we going to get sympathetic sneezing? Sympathetic yawns. I mean, yawns are very contagious.
That's not it, though. Sorry.
Good guess, Dale. This happens every 3 minutes on Earth, on our planet. Every 3 minutes, what happens?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron in Eau Claire.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
An app tracking your location.
Huh. Yeah, you're in this whole security field, internet security. Is it an app tracking your location every 3 minutes? That's not it, Aaron, but let me ask you real quick. I've been promoting the No Regrets Men's Conference. It's at Valley Brook Church on Saturday, 8 to 2, originating from Elmbrook. I know you went to Elmbrook last year. You going back there this year?
Yes, sir. We got 9 guys coming up for a group and meeting up with another 50 or so down by Milwaukee there, and we'll be in person. If you haven't ever attended, I highly recommend going either to Valley Brook there and joining the group there, or finding another remote location, or even making the hike if you can.
All right, I look forward to talking to you afterwards, so we'll compare notes, okay?
Sounds good, brother.
All right, thanks. One last try here this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
John, hey, John.
You got the answer for us today?
I certainly do. Everybody listens every 3 minutes to a Phillips Hogan Dean song.
Somehow, John, I knew that was going to be your response. Thank you, friend. Is that it? Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, John.
It is not.
Okay.
Probably because some Phillips, Craig, and Dean songs are longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah, they
so
are.
That might
John,
be why.
John, as long as you're on the radio, which PCD song do you want to hear? I'll play you one of those to ease your pain.
Oh, Crucified Both Christ.
Yeah, all right. You would pick a really long one. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it here on WWIB.